What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we will be talking all things CBD. I'm super excited to bring on today's guest because CBD has been exploding on the scene. As a healthcare practitioner, I get questions weekly, and I couldn't think of anyone better than Emily Kyle to bring on and educate us on CBD. Yes, I said us. I'm going to be a kid in a candy shop today. I'm really looking forward to today's episode. Before we dive into today, though, I do want to address the elephant in the room, which is coronavirus. This is the only thing this is the only time we're going to talk about coronavirus right now. It's a scary time. It's uncertain. I want to emphasize, we can only control the controllables here. So what we can control is our health. We can control our immune system. We can control sleeping 7 to 8 hours. We can control what we put in our bodies, exercise. We can't control the media. We can't control the government. We can't control necessarily our small businesses right now, and it's scary. But what we can do is we can get closer with our family. We can pick up the phone and make a phone call to our parents, to a friend we haven't chatted with in a while. We can connect with our kids and just be more present. I just did a podcast. The one right before this was all about meditation and mindfulness. So go back and listen to that, about just being present and in the moment. You can play more board games. I mean, it's as simple as that. Let's just simplify this whole thing and we will all get through this together. So without further ado, I want to welcome Emily Kyle here. She is an award-winning, nationally recognized media dietitian, nutrition spokesperson, speaker. She's a 2-time published author and certified holistic cannabis practitioner. Emily Kyle Nutrition is a private practice specializing in cannabis counseling, food sensitivity testing, and medical nutrition therapy for autoimmune and inflammatory conditions. Her first cookbook is the 30-Minute Thyroid Cookbook, 125 Healing Recipes for Hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's. Her second cookbook, which is co-authored with her husband, Chef Phil Kyle, is the Hashimoto's AIP Cookbook, Easy Recipes for Thyroid Healing on the Paleo Autoimmune Protocol. Outside of work, Emily loves to garden and care for her chickens and young son, Ransom. So with that, Emily has done pretty much everything, so I'd like to welcome her. Hi, Emily. How are you today?
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
The pleasure is all mine. So let's dive right in. Let's talk all things CBD here.
I'm excited. Yes.
I got my pen and paper ready. I'm ready to go. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you've grown your business into talking about CBD and nutrition.
Yeah. So I am local to Rochester, New York. So I went to school at RIT to become a registered dietitian. And as I kind of entered the field and explored alternative and holistic healthcare a little bit more, I was drawn to cannabis. And obviously, with our changing cultural norms, it became easier to talk about. So I just kind of gently baby stepped it and incorporated it into my practice. And what I found was that people are very interested and very excited for this information. And so I really just went on a transformation to include cannabis in all aspects of my nutrition business. And so now I do a little bit of both.
Very cool. Knowledge is power, for sure. So I think today is going to shed a lot of light on what CBD is and how it can help our health. So what does CBD stand for and what exactly is it?
Perfect. So CBD for sure is cannabidiol, and cannabidiol is what is known as a cannabinoid. So the cannabis plant has over 110 identified cannabinoids, and we're most commonly, we just know most about CBD and THC. So just one cannabinoid among many, but it's gaining popularity because it is the non-intoxicating cannabinoid that really has quite substantial clinical evidence to show its efficacy in treating things like seizures and epilepsy, but also for general wellness as well. That's why people are really getting excited about it.
So let's not beat around the bush here. Everyone knows people are taking CBD for their health. So what exactly are the health benefits of CBD?
So it's really exciting as we see research emerge in CBD. So the one most researched thing we know right now is that CBD is extremely effective in epilepsy and preventing seizures. CBD itself has been made into a medication approved by the FDA called Epidiolex, specifically for seizures. But we also know that CBD is helpful in managing inflammation in the body, and not only managing, but reducing inflammation in the body. And as you know, inflammation is a major driver every. So when you hear people applying CBD to working for a wide variety of conditions, it really does help in a lot of different ways. And then aside from the physical, we also have the mental health benefits that we're seeing in terms of anxiety, PTSD, and depression.
What is the endocannabinoid system?
Oh, that's my favorite question. So as healthcare practitioners, we are always talking about the immune system and the digestive system and the cardiovascular system. And I like to let people know that they also have an endocannabinoid system. And this, it's relatively new in terms of science. We've really only researched it for the past 30 years. But we know that all mammals, humans, and animals have an endocannabinoid system. And its main purpose is thought to maintain homeostasis or balance within the body. And so this system is all throughout our bodies. We have different receptors. So we have CB1 receptors in our brains and central nervous systems. We have CB2 receptors in all of our peripheral tissues. Now, the endocannabinoid system is unique because it does two things. The first thing it does is it produces our own endogenous cannabinoids. So our bodies produce what we know as 2-AG and anandamide. And as we begin to learn more about them, we begin to place them in the same category of serotonin in terms of the importance of our health. But we also have the ability to interact with exogenous cannabinoids, CBD and THC and all of the other ones. And that's why our bodies respond to cannabis so well, is actually just because we have an endocannabinoid system in place.
Now, let me clarify. Endogenous means within, right? So internally, correct, our body is making that. Exogenous is from the outside.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, I know I mentioned at the start that I wasn't going to bring this up again, but the coronavirus,
right.
I think it's fitting right now to talk more about this, to beef up our immune systems, to talk about the lymphatic system. It sounds like CBD would help in all of that. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. So as of right now, there is no research, no clinical evidence to support the use of CBD against coronavirus or in any way or surrounding prevention of the coronavirus. But we do know that CBD has been studied in immune health and being able to support and boost our immune systems. I've had quite a few questions from clients wondering if they should stop taking their CBD right now because there was a report, I don't know if you saw this in the news, saying that folks should stop taking ibuprofen because it lessens the inflammatory response and makes the body less susceptible to fighting off the virus. I saw quite a few physicians saying that that is not in accordance with what they believe. It's just a theory. And so I tell my clients right now, if you're taking CBD and if you're on a protocol, I would not change anything at this time. But I do wish that we had more research on CBD and cannabis for immunity, because at this time when everybody's so invested in their health and supporting it, it would be really nice to have some more evidence showing how we could best use it to protect our health.
But maybe more importantly, on the mental side of things,
yes,
our stress and anxiety right now. So
really, the mental side really is the most important right now. It's a time, I think, where all of us are finding ourselves in a heightened state of anxiety and most certainly under a lot of stress. And that's what a lot of people tend to use CBD for, is anxiety and stress. So I tell a lot of people, you know, my baseline recommendation is that if you're going to try CBD, it's when you're alone and in the comfort of your own home. So for a lot of people, this is actually an ideal time to try CBD to see if they can help manage their mental health during a, you know, difficult time.
Cool. Random side note, I'm just thinking right now while I'm down on my basement right now in my sweatpants that the previous 34, so I have 30, this is my 35th podcast, all 34 I've done in person. And this over the phone. So I kind of like this, though. This is fun over the phone. And it's probably more convenient for my guests.
And it's a nice thing for telehealth and for health practitioners as we continue to provide services for folks in this scary time. It's nice that there are alternative options. There's phone sessions, there's video sessions so that we can still maintain our communication. And, you know, for social isolation, it's just a great way to still stay in contact with people.
For sure. And this made me, again, this is an opportunity, I feel like, for me to work on my business from that standpoint, from the digital standpoint, to figure out technology. Like, I was intimidated by this. I didn't know if this platform even offered that service, but it did. I just had to do some digging, figure it out, and you move on.
I think that's perfect. And at this time, really, the only thing we can do is, you know, look for those silver linings and look for those small wins every day.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's get back on track here. Why are stores popping up everywhere?
Oh, well, so in 2018, December, Donald Trump signed the Farm Bill. And this is what really exploded the CBD industry because it removed CBD and hemp, which is classified as anything less than 0.3% THC. And it made it legal across the country. And that's why we saw the CBD boom, because it was now legal for farmers to grow industrial hemp. And industrial hemp can provide CBD. And because it's under that threshold of 0.3% THC, it is legal amongst almost all 50 states, not every single one. But each state has their own specific set of rules, but federally, industrial hemp is now legal, which makes it accessible to get the products. And because people want them, of course, stores are popping up everywhere so that people can have easier access.
So once we have some products in our hands, how can we administer CBD?
So there are quite a few different ways to administer CBD. So we have our inhalation method. So that can be done in a few different ways. So there's vaping, and there is also CBD hemp flower. It looks exactly the same as traditional cannabis flower, and that can be either smoked or vaporized with a dry herb vaporizer. So there's the inhalation method, and that has a bioavailability the highest at 31%. The onset is about 1 to 3 minutes, but the duration is short. It's only 1 to 3 hours in terms of effects. And of course, we have our own associated dangers with smoking and vaping. So that's one application method. Our next application method would be sublingual administration, which is my preferred method of administration of CBD. Sublingual is just a very fancy way to say under the tongue, or buccal, which could be in your cheeks. And so we like this administration. This is where you would take the CBD oil and you'd hold it under your tongue for about 60 to 90 seconds. Because this is in a mucous membrane, it's very easy for the CBD to be absorbed into the body and into the bloodstream. It has about a 30% bioavailability, about a 30 to 60 minute onset, and a 2 to 4 hour duration. This is the way I really like to start all my clients and get them on a daily regimen, simply because the bioavailability is there, but then also the risks are not there seen with smoking or vaping. We can also use CBD topically, which is directly on the skin. And I see a lot of really good success in clients with arthritis, putting it directly on the skin. So our skin has our own cannabinoid receptors. And the one thing people like about putting CBD on the skin is that there is no transfer into the bloodstream. So if your product contains THC as well, that will also not be absorbed into your bloodstream. And that's ideal for a lot of people. We can also eat CBD, so that's going to be a digested form of CBD, whether or not you're swallowing your CBD oil directly, not holding it under the tongue. There are also CBD capsules, and you can get CBD gummies as well. So not my preferred method. If it works for you, I'm never going to say no, but the bioavailability on orally consumed CBD is only about 6%. It takes much longer for the CBD to become effective in the body because it has to travel through the digestive system. But for some people, they do find it, depending on their lifestyle, it might be a good option for them. So there are lots and lots of different ways that CBD can be used. And what I always tell my clients is that CBD and all cannabis use in general really is one big self-experiment. And a lot of factors come into play too, depending on your needs and your healthcare status and your lifestyle. And so working to find the application method that's best for you is sometimes a journey, but always worth it.
So I figured it was appropriate to try these products before I had you on today. So I found a topical little container in my desk drawer.
Awesome.
I had a vendor swing by the practice maybe a year, year and a half ago, and I didn't touch it. I just threw it in there. I said, maybe somebody else tried it. Maybe I'll probably give it to a patient. Totally forgot it was there. Found it, and I've been dealing with some wrist pain recently. So I threw it on there. I think I got a little bit of osteoarthritis from an old wrist injury playing college football. So I just threw it on there. Four days in a row, and it definitely felt better.
Oh my gosh,
whether
yay.
That's placebo, whether that's the endocannabinoid system, whatever. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's feeling better, and that was pretty cool. I haven't tried the sublingual anything else, but I thought that was pretty cool. So
that's really exciting. That's awesome. And again, that topical application is fabulous for a lot of different reasons. So I had mentioned arthritis, but athletes really benefit as well.
So do you need a referral to purchase CBD products?
You do not. So because again, that farm bill that legalized CBD, you can purchase CBD anywhere. You'll probably see it pop up in places it shouldn't pop up, like the corner gas station. You do not need a referral to purchase CBD. But what I always tell people is if they're extra concerned about getting a safe product, you can get CBD products at our local medical marijuana dispensaries. Traditionally, you need a medical marijuana card to go into the dispensary and get any THC containing products, but they do have options for folks who want to buy just CBD products, and you can go in and buy them there safely.
So what are consumers looking for in a quality product?
So this is about the number one question I get asked all the time. So I came up with this 4-step acronym that people can use on any product in the marketplace to evaluate it for safety and efficiency. And it's called my 4-step real method. So we're going to use the REAL for our 4 steps. Our R is going to stand for raw material. So the hemp and the cannabis that your material is coming from is most important. Hemp is a bioaccumulator in and of itself, meaning it will soak up anything in the soil, which is great in certain situations, perhaps an oil spill or a toxic spill. It will remove that from the ground. But if you're going to be utilizing that plant as medicine, you don't want that. So you want to ensure that your hemp was grown here in the United States. We have more strict guidelines than if it was purchased overseas. And we also have some really great local hemp farmers now because it is legal. So you can support local businesses as well. But ideally, you want to see a USA grown hemp that is organic if possible. Next would be E, which is going to be extraction methods. And that is how is that CBD removed from the plant material and eventually ending up in the bottle or product that you're taking. Extraction methods can range. And right now the gold standard in the industry is called supercritical CO2 extraction, which uses pressure and temperature to remove the cannabinoids from the plant material. The most common and a little bit less desirable method would be ethanol extraction, where you're using alcohol to remove the cannabinoids and eventually boil the alcohol off to get the final product. So if you can see, most companies who are doing it right are very loud and proud about having USA-grown hemp and using supercritical CO2 extraction. So that information should be pretty well available. Then we have A, which is additive ingredients. So a CBD oil should only have CBD and then one other carrier oil, most common an MCT coconut oil or often a hemp seed oil. The dietitian in me, I hate the CBD gummies and the artificial ingredients and sugars that are added just that aren't necessary when we're using CBD to maximize inflammation. And then last but not least, the very most important L is lab testing and third-party lab testing to verify what is in the bottle is actually in the bottle. Most people are surprised to know CBD is absolutely not regulated by the FDA. There are no regulations. And so third-party lab testing or reading a certificate of analysis is really your only safeguard to ensure that what is in the product is truly in the product and that it's safe for you.
Awesome. That was really cool. So real.
That's it. Yep. Art. Easy peasy.
Perfect. If you get one thing from today, that could change your life. That's big stuff.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you.
Is there a certain brand that you sell or recommend?
So because I work with clients, I really needed to come up with a brand that I felt extremely comfortable with. And I ended up white labeling my own product under a company called Vibe Oils. And what I did is I had my four-step real method, my criteria. And when I found a company that I felt met my standards, I actually ended up going and visiting them in Colorado. So I got to see the hemp field and I got to see the processing facility and really make sure that I had 100% guarantee that I was recommending a safe product for my clients. But now that CBD is becoming more mainstream, there are a lot of really, really good companies popping up. Unfortunately, there's a lot of really bad companies popping up, but I am confident that if you use that four-step real method, you should be able to find any product and evaluate whether or not it is a trustworthy and safe company for you to order from.
Now, what ailments and conditions would benefit from CBD?
So it's interesting. We see a wide range from both physical and mental health conditions. So on the mental health side, we see a lot of relief from anxiety and depression, PTSD. And then on the physical side, most people are actually using CBD for chronic pain. But we also see arthritis and neuropathic pain. We also see a lot of use in inflammatory conditions, so type 2 diabetes, again, rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's, and a lot of autoimmune conditions as well.
Now, what about like dosage and time of day?
Yeah, so that's the one interesting thing. There is no dosage recommendation for CBD or THC, and that's really goes back to our endocannabinoid system, is that we all have very unique endocannabinoid systems and what we call an endocannabinoid tone. So our endocannabinoid systems can become conditioned with cannabis use, but if you're a brand new cannabis user, say I take 10 milligrams of CBD and you take 10 milligrams of CBD, our bodies can have vastly different reactions and experiences. So the recommendation is basically to just start low and go slow. Start at a very low dose, maybe half a dropper or 5 milligrams, and you gradually track over time your symptoms, the way you feel, and how you're increasing your dose until you reach your desired effects.
Yeah, this is just like, so I'm going to add my 2 cents about supplements. This is another supplement. Yep. And what I tell my patients is the pulse method. So say I'm taking a B complex for the first time and my body's really deficient in Bs, whereas you're not, you know, I might need that whole supplement and you might have a little bit of anxiety or like a side effect from taking that whole supplement. So then I would tell you, okay, let's do every other day, or even better, let's cut the pill in half. You take half every other day. How do you feel? Oh, I'm getting the effect that I want from that supplement. Perfect. But you always got to be aware and then change the dosage accordingly.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And I feel like sometimes clients just want me to say, okay, just take 10 milligrams. But cannabis use is very personalized. It's very individualized and everybody's body reacts differently. And I tell people it takes a little bit of patience, but once you find that sweet magical number for you, you know, you really might start to see the benefits that you've been looking for this whole time.
Yeah, well said. It's so funny. We all want just the quick fix, and we want just tell me a number to take, how many times a day, I'm in.
Exactly. It's not that never simple. Is. Never.
So any client success stories with CBD you'd like to share?
Yeah, so I always get really, really excited with the success stories that I have from my clients, and it always just warms my heart because, you know, cannabis is really new for a lot of people, and adding CBD is really new. So when I work with clients, we implement nutrition protocols first and then cannabis protocols second, so we can really see where the major changes are coming from. And to be honest, my clients who have the most success are the ones who make both nutrition and cannabis changes, so improvements to their diet first and then adding on CBD. But I have to say my favorite client, her name was Lisa, and she came to me after living with years of IBS, and her doctor had told her that there was nothing that he could do for her and that that's just how she needed to live for the rest of her life, and she wasn't satisfied with that answer, obviously. So we implemented nutrition protocols and then we implemented our cannabis protocols. And not only did all of the symptoms from her IBS went into remission, but her rheumatoid arthritis actually got better more than anything. And she uses the CBD oil both sublingually and topically. And she swears it's the combination of both that has made all the difference for her.
Go, Lisa.
I know, it's so exciting.
To question your doctor. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting, especially for people who do feel that they might have been, you know, let down by traditional healthcare or feel like they don't have another avenue or another option to look at. It's nice to just provide another option for people to try.
Absolutely. I probably should have started with this question, but do you get high or feel any psychedelic effects from using CBD?
Yeah, so as a practitioner, I've been really examining my wording and how we're supposed to be discussing things. So essentially, before I was saying that CBD was non-psychoactive, but that's essentially not true because it does interact with the receptors in our brain. So it is psychoactive, but you do not feel high. So I've changed it to saying that it's non-intoxicating. You certainly won't feel high like if you were to use a THC product. And while everybody feels a little bit differently, the majority of people don't really feel anything at all the first time they use CBD.
Now, what if I have to get drug tested for work? Do I have anything to be worried about if I'm taking CBD products?
Yes, you do. And this is a really, really important conversation to have because I used to say if you were using CBD, no, you'd have no problem. Until I met a lovely lady who came up to me and she was just finishing up her master's of social work and she had applied for her dream job. And she was like, just so you know, I was taking CBD from a local pharmacy. The pharmacist had recommended it. I went in for my drug test and I failed. And she said, I've never been more humiliated and mortified. I thought I was doing something right. But the fact is that CBD products are allowed to have less than 0.3% THC in them. And that THC accumulates in our adipose fat tissue in the body, and all of our bodies metabolize it differently. Just like anything, they're unique, and some bodies metabolize it slower. So depending on how often you're using CBD, there is absolutely a possibility that the THC could build up in your system and show a negative or a false reaction. So I always like to tell people when you're looking at a CBD product, you have a couple different terms to look at. Full spectrum means that there are all of the cannabinoids and plant material in the product, so that contains CBD and THC. Broad spectrum products are ideal for those folks who need to take drug tests. Broad spectrum contains all of the plant material, but the THC has been removed. So as long as it says broad spectrum or 0% THC or THC free, and ideally there's a lab test to verify that, then you can feel confident taking CBD. But if you work for a government agency or someplace where you might get drug tested, you should absolutely be aware that there is a very real possibility for failing a test.
I didn't have that question on our list, but I'm glad I asked it because I assumed that you would be okay.
You know, I used to assume you could be okay too. And until I met this woman in real life, it happened right here in our community. I really have been very, very cautious on my recommendations because it's unfortunate that that's our reality, but it is a very real reality for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Okay. Any recommendations for someone looking to try CBD for the first time?
Absolutely. So like I said, I prefer the sublingual method and really starting out slow, really just a little tiny bit. But a lot of the women that I work with have anxiety. And so taking CBD for the first time can induce anxiety simply because we don't know how we're going to feel. So I always suggest that people, you know, in the comfort of their own home, maybe like an hour or two before bed when you're home with a significant other or someone, take it for the first time then. That way, if by chance it makes you tired or if by chance it makes you feel any type of way, you're safe and at home and ready just to go to bed and sleep it off if you need to.
So let's talk a little bit more about you and your business. So how can listeners connect with you online and hear more about your business?
Yeah, so I do run a virtual nutrition practice, which is nice. And so I provide a combination of both nutrition and cannabis counseling. Certainly folks can have more one or the other, but it's nice to integrate the two. And I provide phone consultations. I do video consultations, but I also have an office in Livonia, New York, which is about 30 minutes south of Rochester. So if anyone felt like traveling, they're always welcome to come out to my office as well.
Hence the chickens, right?
Yes. And a lot of people really enjoy seeing them when they come over, actually.
So I wrote a question down here. Maybe you already answered this, but why do you prefer sublingual?
I prefer sublingual because of the high bioavailability rate. the consistency and ease for people to continue to do it daily. I really like to see people take CBD like a vitamin, where they're taking it every single day for at least 3 weeks. And then for the lack of consequential side effects, where our bioavailability on smoking and vaping is higher, but they have some side effects or consequences that we don't prefer. Sublingual really just fits into my category of safe and effective.
I really love your point about taking it at night with a spouse in your home, not driving right in the car, not going to a meeting, not starting the workday. This is very individualized, you know, and I can't emphasize that point enough, that more is not better. I mean, usually less
is better.
Yeah, less always is way better, for sure. With CBD supplements, yes, really.
Yes, agree.
So anything exciting planned in 2020 with your business?
Yeah, so I'm really excited to be putting out a cannabis education course, an online course that people can take in from the comfort of their own homes. I've really seen a lack of really solid evidence-based education that is tailored towards the consumer in a way that they can understand it and apply it to real life. And I think you said it before, but education is power. So I'm really excited to be able to put this education into people's hands. And I feel like we covered a lot, but it will go deep down into all of the different application methods. And we'll talk about ratios and concentrations and maybe a little bit of THC and really provide the education to the consumer so that they can go back out and make an educated, empowered decision for themselves. So I'm really excited about that. We'll be coming out later in April. Thank you.
Congrats. It sounds cool. So we're 30 minutes in here, and wow, we packed a lot in. That's pretty much all I have for questions, but I do want to end this talk by talking about a little giveaway that you wanted to do for my listeners.
Absolutely. I'm super excited if you made it all the way through the end of this podcast. I am, again, honored to be here. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about CBD and cannabis, and I know it's so new for a lot of people. So for my giveaway, I wanted to give away a new client consultation package, which is an initial assessment and a follow-up assessment, along with a bottle of my CBD oil so that you can kind of get started safely, and that way I can just send it right to your house and you can alleviate all the stress of picking the right product the first time.
Wow, thank you very much. Very generous.
Thank you.
So stay tuned, guys. I will, when I release this podcast, I will do the giveaway at the same time on Instagram. So stay tuned for that. All right, Emily, final question. If you have a friend coming to Rochester, and yes, Livonia is part of Rochester, who has never been here before, where have you taken them?
So it will have to be Rio Tomatlan in Canandaigua. Have you been there before?
I keep hearing about
that. So it was actually me and my husband's first date, which I can't even believe I'm saying this. It's going to be 10 years this year. And our first date was there. Wow. It was in their old building. I believe they had a fire and they have since rebuilt. And now it is ginormous. But it's a very authentic Mexican restaurant. The food, very authentic. They have the best flavored margaritas. I definitely recommend a peach margarita with a sugar rim.
Very cool. I got to get over there. Well, Emily, thank you very much for your time. I know you're busy. You got a successful business going. You're apparently an author of 2 books. You probably got a third book.
Oh my gosh, how do you know?
You're a wife. I know you. You're a worker. That's good. But I appreciate your time and sharing your passion.
Oh my gosh,
so
thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share this with your listeners. It's so open-minded and helpful, and I really appreciate it.
We'll have to do it again soon. So thanks for listening, guys, to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value and will share this with family and friends to spread the wealth of knowledge that Emily gave us today. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me. Go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com, read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@driscollchiropracticny.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.